B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
The latest coronavirus numbers in Massachusetts, new ways to stay informed, more firefighters test positive, and another celebrity reveals their test results. Melissa has the juice coming up.
While you were sleeping, one of the most entertaining Instagram lives happened between two of the music industry's greatest.
Leroy has your sports.
And the Pats want all you non-believers to know, it ain't over yet.
But first, the latest numbers from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health are out and show that the number of COVID-19 cases in the state has reached 1,159. That's 382 more than yesterday's total of 777 cases. Two more people have died, bringing the state's fatality total to 11. Governor Baker has announced a new text alert system in the state for coronavirus updates. So you can text COVID-MA to 888-777. COVID-MA. And I know, I already signed up.
I'm doing it right now.
888-777 to COVID-MA.
Done.
All right. And you're already on Mayor Walsh's for the city of Boston.
Been done.
Yep. That one, if you don't have it, is Boss COVID. Send that to 99411.
Thank you for signing up for updates about COVID-19 from the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. More info at mass.gov/COVID-19. I'm in.
You'll get a second one.
Mass launches COVID mass tech notifications to key citizens of the up. Got it. That's
funny. Two Boston firefighters have tested positive for coronavirus. That brings the total number of confirmed cases among firefighters to 7 in Massachusetts. There are currently 17 firefighters self-quarantined at home. And Houston rapper Slim Thug revealed on Instagram that he tested positive and urged fans to take the pandemic seriously and to stay at home. He says, as careful as he's been, he still got it. He said he may have gone out to get something to eat. And even though he stayed in his truck, had masks, gloves, everything on,
wow,
his test came back positive. He said, listen, sit home, self-quarantine, and don't go outside for as long as they say.
Wow, that's devastating, Slim Thug. What did he do again?
Here's Melissa with the juice.
Wow. Well, in these days of self-isolation and quarantine, couples who live together are spending a lot of forced time together. But if you're Oprah and Stedman and live in a gigantic house, you can be in self-isolation, but still spend a lot of time apart. Oprah has been self-quarantining in her home in Santa Barbara, California, and Stedman is separately self-isolating in their guest house for an important reason: to protect her health. Oprah says she's more at risk because she recently had pneumonia and just got off medication for a bronchial infection, and that Stedman is one of those people who definitely didn't take it seriously in the beginning, so he's going to be stuck in the guest house for at least the next couple
of
weeks.
Wow, what a punishment.
No, I know.
Going to that fully furnished guest house with six bedrooms.
Right. Bad news if you were one of those tens of thousands of people who were getting your daily entertainment by watching Little Boozy's Instagram Live. He announced yesterday that Instagram issued him a cease and desist, telling him to stop broadcasting naked women or else they'd shut him down. Cue in, though, Tory Lanez.
Quarantine.
Tory Lanez was trending yesterday afternoon for running club quarantine out of his house, bringing in women to twerk for him while making his own salad.
Beer, 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 beer.
You all are too bored.
Listen, you've got nothing about being bored, man. You're stuck at home. You want to be entertained. This is what's entertaining.
He did and that with a vacuum.
Beer, 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 beer.
But if naked women ain't your thing, how about two of the industry's best music producers having an epic battle? Late last night, Swiss Beatz and Timbaland were both on Instagram Live for 3 hours each, going back and forth, battling with their own music. In this first clip, you're going to hear Timbaland playing his track, Jigga What, Jigga Who, while Swiss Beatz comes in with his own Jay-Z track.
Rest in peace, Aaliyah the Great.
Oh, no, the other one.
Oh, the other one?
Because then you can play that one next.
Okay.
You know, a fisherman was once cool in the water by himself, and then the cruise ship came and did this.
That's good.
And you were a ton of celebrities watching, too.
The cruise ship came and did this.
Diddy, Khaled, they were all watching. And then there's another clip here, too, that they pretty much played, like, almost their entire catalog. Here's another clip.
Rest in peace, Aaliyah the Great. That was my sister, man. She,
girl.
Soups, I seen she, you was more than honored to work with that sis, just like how I've been more than honored to work with this sis right here.
Oh my God, I forgot about this song. Of course, they played everything from Aaliyah to Rough Riders, Genuine, Missy Elliott. It was just, it was really entertaining. And if you go on each of their Instagrams right now, you can still rewatch the live stories from last night if you guys want to check them out. It was really entertaining. All right, here's Leroy with sports.
All right, I got some uniform news for you. So the Red Sox, they done took social distancing to a whole new level. They took their logo of the two socks, you know, how they're both close together,
yeah,
and they've separated the two.
Oh,
and posted it up. And apparently the Pats are making minor changes to their uniforms. Minor. Nothing all major right. at all. Yeah.
Like getting rid of the number 12?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, my God.
In wrestling, WWE stars Rey Mysterio and Dana Brooke have both self-quarantined. Apparently, a lot of wrestlers are getting nervous about COVID-19.
Oh, no.
And I don't blame them. I don't blame. WrestleMania is in jeopardy.
Yo.
It really is. Your king, Tom Brady, was introduced to his new kingdom yesterday, Tampa Bay.
I listened to that.
Yeah, and he took no shots at the Pats, Kraft, Bill, no one. He was so classy. What he did say was there's no bigger fan of the Pats than him. Mm. And as far as his time with the Bucks, that he's going to try to get the best out of himself and his team. You didn't shed a tear this time.
No, he said all the right things. Okay. What I thought was more interesting about it was just the way that they were introducing him, because they couldn't do a press conference in person because of the coronavirus. So they did it. It was a conference call. So it was.
God, this is so stupid.
Okay.
What did he
okay.
say?
Okay.
Give it to me word for word.
No.
Slowly.
No. Yeah, I caught that. So Brady has moved on, but back home there's a lot of doubt about the team, but not from Pat's DB Devin McCourty. No, sir. When it comes to the future, he said, I don't know what the future holds in this new era of Patriot football, but what I can promise you is that we're going to work. That's what we do. That's what we've always done. And no matter who comes and goes, the one thing that will always stay the same is that. All right? So
coming from someone who knows they're going to lose.
No, yes. No. Because then.
Work real hard.
No,
because, somebody check his temperature. He has corona.
I guess you better check Edelman's temperature, too, because he posted on Instagram
Edelman.
A pic of himself with the caption, Foxborough forever. And Pat's QB, Jarrett Stidham, reply with a LFG, which stands for Let's Effing Go.
Okay.
I'm saying is
Julian Edelman didn't just lose Tom Brady. He's going to lose what it feels like to catch a football because no one's going to throw him the ball.
Look, if the players are fired up, then maybe the fans should be willing to give the team a chance.
You got
to
rally behind Stidham. Let's go.
Give him a chance. Y'all already know what it is. There is no games, and that's your sports.
All right. Your good news today. So it was two YouTubers to the rescue in Colorado Springs. Justin Stewart and Andrew Skites run the YouTube channel More J Stew. They do stunts and pranks and challenges. Well, last October, they spent like $5,000 and bought enough toilet paper to fill a moving truck because they were going to build like this giant castle fort or something. And, you know, they did it, then handed out some for free then, but they had a ton of it left over. It was in a warehouse, and as you know, can't find toilet paper anywhere anymore, and they decided to help and give it all away. They dropped off some packages at senior living facilities in their area and then gave the rest out to shoppers in random store parking lots.
Aww.
They said, you know, some people cried, shared their stories of their family struggles, and they also said, if you have the opportunity to make people smile, you should do it. That's your good news, and this report made off by Sullivan Tire. It's Sullivan Tire's 65th St. Patrick's sales event, the biggest and best one ever. Get savings instant savings on tire brands in stock now through March 31st. See SullivanTire.com.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.